Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. In December, before a single flake has fallen, the cold snap comes. For a week, it's 20 below freezing, and when you walk in the woods, the leaves shatter under your feet like glass. I love to teach about setting using picture books. It's just an amazing thing to share with your students how you can take something in a book, a picture book, and make it come to life just with the words that you use. Now it's a little difficult getting students to transfer that to their own writing, but by using picture books, we can give them those examples so that they can start to use it on their own. So today I have a whole collection of picture books to help teach your students how to create their own settings within their own writing. And I had a little trouble deciding. The last three books that I'm going to share today are all in the running for my favorite. So after you finish watching this episode, I want you to tell me in the comments below or send me a message on Instagram, which of these three is your favorite for teaching setting. And if you have another one, feel free to leave that title as well. But stay to the end, let me know which of the last three are your favorite. I have some others too, it's not just three books today. I have more than that. But first, if you're new here, my name is Sarah. I'm from The Colorful Apple, and I love to share how you can use picture book read-alouds in your classroom. And lately, I've been sharing lots of different ways that you can use it across the curriculum. How you can use picture books in not only reading and writing, but in science, in social studies, and my favorite, social-emotional learning. Now, let's jump into those books all about setting. Now, there's something about the season of winter, I feel, that just makes for this magical setting. So a lot of the books I'm going to share today actually take place in the wintertime, which is perfect because we're in the middle of February. We have snow. You can't see out my window, but we have snow on the ground here. My kids have had a great time playing in it. But my first book is a snow book, The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. But this book truly captures the magic and the wonder of that first snowfall and how the world just comes alive with beauty after that snow falls to the ground overnight. So in the story, if you haven't read it before, the little boy Peter is so excited because it snowed overnight. And so he gets all ready and steps out into this snowy world. And you hear him crunching on the snow. You see the giant piles of snow that he sees, and you're transported to him sliding down those hills and feeling how much fun it can be. Not only will your students love this book, but it's a great one for teaching about setting and how they can use it in their own writing. And all of this deep, deep snow is perfect for reading on a winter day. This next one isn't about snow. This one might be more perfect for fall, maybe October-ish. This one is Creepy Carrots by Aaron Reynolds. And your students, again, gonna love this one. It is a funny book. They'll be laughing with the antics that go on in this book. So Jasper Rabbit loves carrots, especially the ones in Kraken Hopper Field. He eats them on the way to school, he eats them on the way to Little League, he eats them on his way home, until the day the carrots start following him. Or are they? Your students will really enjoy this book, and it's great for teaching about setting, and you're really transported into Jasper Rabbit's world as he's trying to escape these carrots and what he does to get away from them. Now, this next one I know I've shared on here before for a multitude of different things. This one is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs by Judy Barrett. And this one is a neat one for setting because it's so different than the world that we see outside our window. In this story, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, it never snows snow and it never rains rain. It rains things like soup and juice. It snows things like mashed potatoes. All of the food for the people in this town of Chew and Swallow comes from the sky. And not only that, And so the story begins with explaining what their town looks like, and it gives examples of different types of food falling from the sky and the weather that they have that has to do with food, which makes it kind of a fun, different way to talk about sending. It's not your traditional, normal, everyday thing that you see out your own window. So it puts a little twist on it, which makes it a little more engaging for students. But it talks about seeing the wonderful Jell-O setting in the west, which students can compare to seeing the sunset. And then things take a turn for the worse in this book, and the weather gets really crazy. And it describes how there's giant donuts falling from the sky and rolling down the street, how a giant pancake falls on the school covered in sticky maple syrup. Your students will love learning about this very unique town and learning about how their setting is different from what we see outside our window. This next book is a classic, and we'll say it might be a little more tricky with students because the illustrations are in black and white, but Make Way for Ducklings by Robert McCloskey is another great one for setting. And it also happens to take place in my favorite city, Boston, Massachusetts. So I enjoy reading this book and learning about the different places in Boston. But it talks about how the mallard ducks are ready to lay some eggs, and they're trying to find the perfect place. They want to make sure that there's enough water around to swim in, and that there is comfortable, there's lush grass, and not too many bicycles speeding by. And your students will learn about the setting of this city from the 1940s, because the book is that old, and they'll learn how the setting might be a little bit different than it is today, but you'll hear the cars speeding by. You'll see the ducks flying high over the city, and really gives great examples of setting for students. And again, even though it's in black and white, they might still really enjoy it. Okay, now we're moving into the last three, and I can't decide which of these three is my favorite. Two of them are about winter, one is about fall. The first one, Hello Harvest Moon by Ralph Fletcher, talks about the harvest moon rising in the fall and how beautiful it is and what it looks like, what the evening sky, what the night sky looks like when this moon has risen. It talks about how for those people who work at night, it's time for them to rise and shine. How it's time for those animals or those people to hunt, to work and play in the shadows that the harvest moon creates. And it takes your students into a world that they might not know a lot about, things that happen when they're asleep, and what it looks like outside when that harvest moon is rising. It talks about how the moon paints shadows of the birds that are flying around, those owls that are out in the middle of night. It talks about how the moon grabs the ocean and pulls in the tides. And this one would be good, especially for older students, because they can really understand what the setting is and how they can use different words to really paint that image in their own writing. Now, this next one is new to me, but quickly became one of my favorites. It also has to do with the moon. When the Moon Comes by Paul Harbridge is another great book for setting. And this is one of the winter ones. In this one, it's about how these group of kids are eagerly waiting for the moon to come and to freeze the ice on the pond so that they can go ice skating and play hockey. And it talks about how they create a fire and they sit by the fire and it's crackling and throwing off heat. How they can see their breath in the cold air. How their feet crunch through the snow as they walk to the pond in the middle of the woods. This is a great one that your students will connect with, especially if they live in a wooded area, going through the snow and waiting for something exciting to happen, and what it feels like when they're outside on that cold, snowy day at night, and the sounds that they hear, the things that they see, and how it feels to be really cold. In the same way, the book Owl Moon by Jane Yolen talks about being outside on that cold winter night, seeing your breath, hearing the sounds of the owls, feeling your feet crunch, and feeling yourself shiver in that cold weather and the moon shining bright above you and casting shadows. Another great one for teaching students about setting, and this one, because I liked it so much, is part of the Colorful Apple Book Club membership. So I have a whole lesson to go along with this one, all about how to teach setting to students using picture books. So in this one, it's late one winter night, a young girl and her father go owling. The trees stand as still as statues, and the world is as silent as a dream. Her father calls out to the owl, but there's no answer. And the young girl thinks about how sometimes there isn't an owl, but sometimes there is. And at the end of the story, they finally see their owl. Your students will love going on this journey with this young girl and her father, anticipating if they're going to see an owl or not. Now, in the lesson that I've created, I have discussion questions that you can place right on sticky notes, put them right in your book, so that you can prompt your students to really see how the setting is described in this book. Then your students will create their own writing, create their own setting with some activity sheets and a fun craft to go along with it. And I've even included some task cards so that students can have a discussion about what setting means and how you can describe a setting to make their reader feel like they are really part of the story. Now, I had mentioned, which of the last three are your favorites? So we have Hello Harvest Moon, When the Moon Comes, and Owl Moon. I didn't realize they were all about moons. There seems to be a general theme of winter and moon and nighttime with these books about setting. I don't think I even realized that as I was choosing them. Leave a comment down below so that we can see which one wins, because I can't decide. If these books about setting were helpful for you, I'll be back next week with more read aloud picture books that you can use in your classroom. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.